What is your name?
Agung Rai. I'm the founder.
He's the founder of the whole museum.
This museum.
It's a very special occasion to have the actual sculptor come back and look at his statue. Can you tell us what's happened to the statue, or how people have responded to it in the last 2 years?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, you know, we start to educate our children. Besides they're learning dance, music, painting, batik, and craft or anything. Mm-hmm. And then we start the tradition, they respect it or pray here. And then we begin to talk about its philosophies. And well, people are very, you know, this is, people here are very spiritual.
Well, what do you see when you see, probably walk by the statue every single day?
And yeah,
you say you have a feeling from this.
I have the I catch the aura of peaceful harmony. It's really peace, and really this is the right spot. I believe that. You know, most of us, most of our staff, children always stand, pay honor to him, and really feel it. You know, and I know that everything begins from our own self.
You know, part of, I mean, I know this is a whole art complex, and people would look at it and say it's just a statue, but it's not just the statue.
No. So many statues here. You know, every day they are offering. Every offering, there are always flowers, every day, everywhere. And this is how the Balinese respect part of the creation produced by men. You know, just let's talk about the statue. So it has spirit. It has a positive spirit. The message is back to. We can learn it after. The beginning of the education is to feel. You know, to feel this is artwork. It's really amazing, powerful. If you're honest to view it, you can feel the impact, the reflection is to yourself.
You know that it has only been here for 2 years,
yes.
But the artist says that it could last for hundreds. And do you ever imagine what will happen to your little museum in 50, 60, 100 years? Well, what will people get from this in the future?
Because here, you know, some artifact, you found it in the same place for 1,000 years old and still respect it. And the way to respect it, they keep it sacred, sacred. They offer everyday offering. And they pray, and that's it. So they wouldn't move it away, still in the same place for 1,000 years old, beginning of the ancient civilization, beginning from the Stone Age, animistic is still there. So this is Bali, you know. You can see the old and new hand in hand. So this is what we call it, a living tradition. People started learning, the education always beginning from home. Home is a smaller unit of the unit of education. You learn from the elderly people, from your father, grandma, grandpa, and expecting the new generation. This is dualistic. This is the new. And this is what practiced by people here. This is the Balinese mind.
Thank you so much.
I don't worry about, you know, it's Bali is, you know, from the beginning until now, they never change what they have believed it. The Hindu, Buddhism, this is a melting pot. They don't talk about religion, but they are more spirituality, the mutual respect.
Thank you.